Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
That's Dave's World, my favourite part of the show where I get to give you facts that make me go, wow, and make Dermot go, oh, for God's sake. How much horsepower does one horse have?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say one.
You see, you kind of knew maybe by me asking that that wasn't the case, but I would think, yeah, logic would dictate that surely one horse has one horsepower. However, that isn't the case. One horse can have approximately 15 horsepower. And the reason is, the horsepower was coined in the late 18th century, and for some reason it means about 746 watts. But one horse can produce about 15 times that. So
who was the idiot who decided that a horse was a complete weakling?
Oh, that was John Horse? No, I have no idea. But yeah, he divided a horse's actual power by about 15, which kind of doesn't make much sense. Cellophane. We use it all the time, wrapping your sandwiches, putting it over your dinner from last night, and you're going, I'll have that tomorrow for lunch now. I always do that with a Thai takeaway. You can never really finish it in one go.
You never eat the Thai leftovers though, do you?
Oh, I do. Lunch the next day. Yeah. Very nice.
I mean, yeah, I always eat them.
But apparently when cellophane was invented in the early 1900s, it was intended to be used across your tablecloth to prevent wine spillage or prevent wine stains. So basically, there was such a demand for A, wine at dinner, and B, it was being knocked over so much that someone had to go and invent cellophane.
Surely inventing a sturdier glass probably would have been a better idea.
Or those plastic tablecloths that you see in those restaurants that aren't very good.
Was there anyone in your neighborhood who covered their furniture in plastic or who left the plastic on?
Yeah, there was the Buckleys.
I didn't ask you to name them now.
All right, well, I've named and shamed them. The Buckleys on Lime Tree Avenue. They never took the plastic off the sofa from the day it arrived in.
A lot of people didn't.
I don't.
You wanted to keep it fresh and new.
But you were sitting on wrapping. Like you'd paid for something that was underneath.
Especially in short pants. Man, that stuff got sticky.
Did people, you know, have a good room? Like my next door neighbour had a room that no one ever went into.
Dave, I grew up outside of Dublin. Of course we had a good room. Everybody had a good room. This wasn't who had one, it was who didn't have one.
Oh, we didn't. And no one I knew except for my next door neighbour had one. And no one else I knew ever had a good room. Just too many kids running around breaking stuff. This is kind of cool. You can now get a headstone with a QR code. They're called living headstones. And there's a screen built into the headstone. And when you scan the QR code, a video starts and it's photos and videos and the biography of the person, comments from loved ones and things like that.
That's cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because I was down in Glendalough and I was looking at the headstones and obviously a lot of the really old ones, you're looking for the oldest one you can find and the older you go, the harder it is to read. And you're thinking, oh, I just want to know who was there and what they were like. That would be class.
Yeah, well, I suppose that. You wouldn't go back maybe and, you know, retrofit a QR code into an ancient headstone. Probably wouldn't be the best idea.
Well, if it was somebody famous, like, you know, if it was a religious figure that historians actually knew about.
Well, maybe
a text could come up.
But maybe you could just put something beside it as opposed to hammering into the original, you know, 700-year-old tombstone. That's pretty cool. And have I got one more for you? Yeah, this is really interesting. Bill Murray, the actor, doesn't have an agent, has never had an agent. He has a free phone 1-800 number that you can ring and leave him a message if you want to cast him in a movie. That's how he gets jobs.
I love that.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.